KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to move ahead with its plans to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education with the three liberal justices in dissent. The court paused an order from a judge who had reversed the layoffs and questioned the broader plan. ABC's Arthur Jones II.
Secretary McMahon wants to return education back to the states. This is just the first step in doing that. By reducing the agency and the workforce, it gives more power to the states and it gives less power to the government.
President Trump threatening tariffs against Russia if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't worked out within the next 50 days. He has also announced an agreement so that the U.S. can send weapons to Ukraine through NATO, which will be footing the bill, the White House says. The CEO of NVIDIA writing on X that the government has approved the company to start shipping its powerful chips used for AI computing now to China. This is ABC News. Opening statements begin today in the Colorado murder trial of a man accused of poisoning his wife's protein shakes. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
James Craig was a popular Colorado dentist, seen in photos smiling with his wife of 23 years and their six children. But prosecutors say he set out and succeeded in poisoning his wife to start a new life amid financial troubles and an apparent affair, allegedly ordering arsenic online and eventually killing her with cyanide and an ingredient found in over-the-counter eye drops. She died during her third trip to a hospital. Craig has pleaded not guilty, claiming police were biased against him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Firefighters battling two out-of-control wildfires near the Grand Canyon. Campers, staff, even firefighters near the Grand Canyon Lodge were forced to evacuate out of one of those fires. Exploded. Arizona's governor calling for a federal investigation into how it was handled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it.
Well,
it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Midsummer Classic. The All-Star Game in Atlanta. The Brewers rookie pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski, is there. Likely get to pitch in the sixth or seventh inning. That's according to National League manager Dave Roberts. Now, some teams have complained the Miz doesn't belong in the All-Star Game after just five career starts. What did his teammates say?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. Yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Basketball. Doc Rivers says ignore the reports on ESPN. Rivers says he met with Giannis Antetokounmpo right after the season ended against the Pacers.
Giannis came in to me the day after the season. We're talking about next season already. You know, there's far more talk outside of Milwaukee than there is inside of Milwaukee. Giannis loves Milwaukee. We love Giannis, and it's been a great relationship.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As we kick off hour number two here on a Monday version of Nightlight, so great to have you with me. We've got such a fun night here. We've got live entertainment in the studio with the Piatt family who are here talking about On Stage for Cancer, which I will tell you a little more about. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. At 7:20, Rob Thomas joins the show. He's a Madison-based film critic and one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. Conrad Krieger running the board. You doing okay, buddy? You need anything?
I'm doing great.
Okay, good to have you. We've got a great question tonight, folks, too. Pardon me. It's national. Hey, you know, when I just did that, I sounded like Lois Lane. My voice got a little raspy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel Brosnahan. She was good.
She was great.
Yeah. Lois Lane apparently has to have a raspy voice. Yeah. Rachel Brosnahan, native Wisconsinite, by the way, and Marco Kidder from the 1970s Superman. They both had that, like, kind of, it's a little sexier when they do it. It just sounds terrible. I'm in no danger of joining the Piatt family in song during their stay here.
You're her manager. You can be her manager.
Oh, really? You be my house band, and I'll be your manager. We can work something out here. Our question of the night, it is National Nude Day. So our question of the night is, if you had to streak, or just wanted to, I suppose, what would you do? Where would you go streaking? What event would you choose? We'll catch up on some texts in just a minute here, but it's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio, text us on the stream. Dave on the stream says, I'm not that into running, so I would sit naked on a bench on a running path and watch the reactions. That actually sounds very interesting. And Dave says, of course, I'd be waving like Forrest and wearing a smiley face pasties on my nipples.
Pasties.
That might be the first time we've said nipples on this show, Conrad.
No, we've touched on nipples before.
You've got that in the memos?
That was horrible, Conrad. That was horrible, buddy.
If you did it on purpose, you're a genius. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for setting Conrad up inadvertently. We've also got, I love this text from Tony the Trucker. We've got an actual streaker chiming in, and he says, Pete, done that. 1974, passed the auditorium of my alma mater as a school play was letting out, and yeah, alcohol was involved. I wonder if anybody has ever streaked where alcohol was not involved. It seems like it's kind of a prerequisite for running naked through wherever you go.
Yeah, liquid courage.
Liquid courage, exactly.
Gets you through a lot. Yeah.
Lee from DePeer says, or we could all go streaking down at the quad. Outstanding. A reference to old school. Love it. Tom from New Berlin says, I think naked drive through would be the most ballsy. All right,
oh,
Tom.
Boy.
Things are going downhill in a hurry here, thanks to my question of the night. Mark from Prairie du Sac also says, polar bear plunge would involve significant shrinkage. Yes, I would imagine that's true, Mark. I don't want to speak for all men, but yeah, probably.
You know, the issue isn't your question. The issue is the fact that there actually is a day.
Dedicated to this.
Right?
I know, it's really odd, but there's a day for everything. Like,
that
there's National, you know, Peppermint Tea Day. It's very specific. And finally, Mark from Prairie du Sac
in reference to our guests, the Piat family, and On Stage for Cancer says, cancer sucks. And after my diagnosis in 2019, I took the line from Game of Thrones. There is one God, and his name is death. In your answer to that, God is not today. There is one God, and his name is death. Oh, okay. And your answer to that God is not today. Very well said, Mark. I'm so used to there being typos in texts that I thought maybe he meant in death. But no, he got it right. It was me that stumbled there. Thank you, buddy. That's a great text. He says, attitude is a good chunk of recovery. I can't thank my oncology team enough. Very well said, Mark. I'm glad you're doing well. And thank you, as always, for being part of Nightlight. All right, let's get back to the fun in the studio here. The Piat family is here. Christine, Paul, and their son, Elliot, who has a mandolin, which is so cool. We heard Fields of Gold before.
I put it down.
You retired it for the evening?
I retired it.
That's okay. So On Stage for Cancer takes place July 31st at the Riverside Ballroom here in Green Bay from 6 to 8 p.m. And this is so great. This year's beneficiary is Dennis Peters, who is the leader of the glam band and a multi-whammy winner, right?
Yes.
Have you guys ever been to that? Is that like a really cool...
I have not gone.
Yeah. Has Kim ever been there?
I don't think so.
Okay. It seems like a really fun event. I know our bar band Friday night we do here with Terry Barr. She's been there. But Dennis Peters, an award-winning singer, supposedly an incredible performer. I've never seen him. But we wish him well, and it's so great that you guys are helping out with On Stage for Cancer. So what else can people expect at this year's event?
So we have put together I'll give you some of the song titles, and we'll see if you can figure out, like, the theme.
All right.
Because there's a specific theme, but it's...
She's very proud of
it. I already like it. I don't even know where it's going, but I think it sounds cool.
Chicken Fried. Zach Brown, Chicken Fried.
Okay.
9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, that one threw me. Okay.
Okay. Cracklin' Rosie.
Neil Diamond. All right.
I believe you have me singing Margaritaville.
Margaritaville.
I get to put on some flip flops.
That's a
my favorite thing.
A few of my favorite things, like Julie Andrews.
But it's a super cool jazzy version.
I am not seeing a theme here.
Food and drink.
A few of my favorite things. Margaritaville.
Margaritaville, obvious. Vodka and tonic in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, okay.
He mentions vodka and tonic.
Oh.
You have favorite things is schnitzel with noodles, she says.
Wow, okay.
Chicken fried.
Some are much more obvious than others. There is a food or drink reference, I think, in every song.
But what does she say in 9 to 5? What's the Dolly Parton?
Stumble to the kitchen and you pour a cup of ambition.
Ambition. Mm-hmm. Which either could be a gin and tonic or coffee. Exactly. I would assume it was coffee.
Just how much ambition do you need? Yeah. That's really what it is. Is it hair of the dog or do you just need coffee?
Exactly. You know? Well, I would love to hear you guys play something else before we get pressed for time. Do you have something you've prepared or you just want to... Sure. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
Love it. This is the Piat family, Christine, Paul, and Elliot. And Elliot is featured tonight, so take it away whenever you're ready.
Making the kids work a little bit.
I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Mm-hmm. Well, I've been afraid of changing. Time makes makes you bolder. Even children get older, and I'm getting older too. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too. Oh, I'm getting older too. Take my love, take it down. I climbed a mountain and turn around. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, will the landslide bring you down? And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, so will the landslide bring you down? Oh, the landslide bring you down.
Very nice. That's great. Paul, the guitar on that, beautiful too.
Well, thank you.
You guys got all the bases covered. Two beautiful voices, some guitars. Very well done, you guys. This is so fun.
Thank you. Thanks. We appreciate you inviting us to be here.
Always. Well, first of all, it's for a great cause, and it's outstanding entertainment because you guys always, you never disappoint when you're here. I don't want to say you're even better without Kim here. I don't want to start that kind of nonsense.
She's our eye candy.
All right. So where else do you guys perform? You do Doctors in Recital, mm-hmm. On Stage for Cancer. Do you work other gigs or do you play other places?
So Paul and I used to play out, but then we decided to just kind of focus in on the kids.
Yeah.
Right. And so they were really busy through high school. And so really we kind of play at church is where we play and are kind of like, you know, the sports parents who travel all over for tournaments, but we're the music parents. And so we go to all their performances and just decided that we had our time. You know,
right.
I mean, that sounds weird, but like that we can focus on the kids now because they're entering their prime performing time. You know,
are you empty nesters now?
We are.
I mean, when the kids are at school anyway. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's how we.
I mean, we really miss that.
He's crying inside.
I will say it's eerie. Like sometime when my son first went to college about, you know, 5 years ago, I felt like I still heard him downstairs. And now my daughter's gone and she's just kind of a force. You know, it's like, it's weird not having that energy in the house. Do you guys sing still? Do you play your instruments when the kids are away? Do the two of you as a couple just play?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Well, and the neat thing is the gentleman we played with when we had a group, we were called Spare Time and we did like coffee shop gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
Brad Beck is his name. Longtime family friend, honorary brother, I'd even call it. But yeah, the three of us, played together. He is going to be part of the concert.
Oh, fantastic.
On Stage for Cancer. So he's going to get to join us. So it'll be kind of cool.
All right. It's the Piat family. They'll be performing. Will you bring the mandolin? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. For welcome, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So
he's very confident in that, can you tell?
Oh, for sure. Well, that's why he's got his parents there to remind him. So right, it's true. On Stage for Cancer, folks, July 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a Thursday at the Riverside Ballroom right here in Green Bay.
Chicken dinner.
Proceeds go to Dennis Peters of the Glam Band. And based on what I've heard about Dennis, it couldn't be a better event for a better guy. So good luck with that. Thank you, as always, for being here.
You're all
welcome to come back. Even if you don't know the guest, just come by and give support, general support, you know.
She's really good, right?
Yeah, there was no mistake.
You feel supported?
I don't want to say.
Conrad
felt supported. All right, we're coming right back with Rob Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to the PI family. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Pete.
a new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, your loyal host for this evening's festivities. Always great to have the Piat family in here, with or without Kim Shevchik, Conrad. I wasn't sure how that was going to go.
It turned out great.
Turned out just wonderful. So definitely support On Stage for Cancer, folks. You can go to their website and check it out. You can live stream it on your at home, in the comfort of your own home, for $20. The proceeds go to a great cause, Dennis Peters of the Glam Band, and... just lots of stuff. And you can just make a donation, too, if you can't make it there in person, although they have allotted more tickets. So they added more tables. You can still go in person, but you can live stream it, or you can just make a donation. And it's for an outstanding cause. So there you go. All right. So we've got from live studio entertainment to this next guest, who I love having on the show. Rob and I usually connect before the show to find out what we've been watching so we can decide what we're going to discuss. But he's seen so much stuff. I feel confident knowing that he's going to be an outstanding interview, as he always is, because he is the guy who is in the know when it comes to show business. He joins us now over the stream, Madison-based film critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor, Rob Thomas. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
So it's National Streaking Day, Rob. You ever had the pleasure?
I have not.
Okay.
Do people still... We have the naked bike ride here in Madison. That's a
I think that
time-honored tradition, but do people still streak on foot? That's even more dangerous to me.
I think we're too lazy as a country to streak on foot. It's actually...
they're getting exercise, right?
That's true. I misspoke. It's actually National Nude Day. The question is, if you were to streak, what event would you choose? I chose a conclave. What did you say, Con?
I said either a nude cruise or a movie cruise. Theater.
Yeah, nude cruise, you get... You're already halfway there,
yeah.
So why not? Yeah. So give it some thought, Rob, if you want to wait and answer toward the end of the show, that's fine. So how's it going? I just have to ask, first and foremost, did you see Superman?
I did. We saw it, my daughters and I saw it Sunday.
Okay. Yesterday.
That's right.
Same here. Yeah. All right. So let's start with a good old fashioned summer blockbuster movie, Superman. What did you think?
I would say I like Superman and I loved Crypto the dog. He reminded me so much of one of our dogs when he was a puppy and would just destroy the house. Like, he seemed possessed. And have that energy in a super dog, I thought was pretty funny all the way through.
It was a fun part of the film whenever Crypto was on camera. And I got to tell you, I have a lot of, I think they say kids and animals are the hardest to work with when you make movies. I don't doubt that. And Crypto, I don't know how they did it. Some of the dog had to be CGI, some of it, right?
Well, I think the dog is, so what I heard is the dog is CGI, but it's modeled on the director's own dog who was, so they used like all his videos of his dog, who's just as insane as Crypto is.
Oh, wow.
And kind of modeled it off that. So that's why it's like, it's definitely, I mean, dogs can't fly. It would be extremely dangerous to try and make it fly. But the way it looks like a real dog kind of all the way through, I think that's why.
Yeah. What did you think of the movie, Rob? Like, overall, did you do a review for it?
Oh, I thought it was a lot of, yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. It took me a little while to get into the rhythm of it, because probably like you, I would imagine the Christopher Reeve Superman is the gold standard for me. That first movie, first two movies, which are much more, I mean, they're fun, but they're also very serious and heroic and mythic. And this one, the director James Gunn did the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and brought that humor, brought like a lot of characters, a lot of aliens, a lot of stuff into it that at first did not quite mesh for me with what I thought a superhero movie should be.
Interesting.
But yeah. I got into it pretty quick and had a really good time. I think the guy who plays Superman is great. I thought he was a very good choice, as sort of a more human-sized Superman. Mm-hmm. Lots of good jokes. So, yeah, that's kind of where I land. I had a really good time.
What did you think of Rachel Brosnahan?
Oh, she's great as Lois Lane.
Agreed.
She's great. Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor, I thought, was really good. Those three, if I have a criticism with the movie, is that those three are all so good that I got a little frustrated when the movie would sort of go off with some minor character away from those three. Like, there's not even that much Superman in this movie sometimes.
Oh, that's interesting.
And almost no Clark Kent, which is also like, that's what I loved about the first movie, was like the way Christopher Reeve would go from being Clark Kent to Superman sometimes in one shot. And he could be really funny as Clark Kent. Like, he's a great physical comedian, and then become the superhero. Whereas, like, I think there's like one scene with Clark Kent in this movie, maybe, and the rest he's Superman.
That's a great point. I didn't really realize that. Khan, did you have a...
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard the salaries that they got, like, between those three.
Uh-huh.
And Superman and Lois Lane got $750,000 for it, their roles, and Nicholas Holt got $2 million.
Rob, does that surprise, like, I'm not surprised about Brosnahan and Cornswood, but I'm surprised Nicholas Holt didn't get, now they're going to make a ton on residuals and that kind of thing. It's great to be a part of a movie like that. I guess that surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, David Cornswett, the only thing I've seen him in before this was, he had a pretty small role in that Twisters movie last summer. But Rachel Brosnahan, she had Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yeah. She's definitely probably the best known of the three. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised. But also, I mean, none of them are stars, I would say.
Right. No, and then they were smart to do that. I mean, your budget went elsewhere. But Rob Thomas is here, folks. We're going to continue our discussion of Superman. When we come back after this news break, Rob is here and we'll talk movies and CityCast Madison and all kinds of fun stuff. It's great to have him here. It's Peach Wamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Within your ears, you can.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to move ahead with its plans to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education with the three liberal justices in dissent. The court paused an order from a judge who had reversed the layoffs and questioned the broader plan. ABC's Arthur Jones II.
Secretary McMahon wants to return education back to the states. This is just the first step in doing that. By reducing the agency and the workforce, it gives more power to the states and it gives less power to the government.
President Trump threatening tariffs against Russia if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't worked out within the next 50 days. He has also announced an agreement so that the U.S. can send weapons to Ukraine through NATO, which will be footing the bill, the White House says. The CEO of NVIDIA writing on X that the government has approved the company to start shipping its powerful chips used for AI computing now to China. This is ABC News.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game in Atlanta. The Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski is there, likely get to pitch in the sixth or seventh inning. That's according to National League manager Dave Roberts. Now, some teams have complained the Miz doesn't belong in the All-Star Game after just five career starts. What did his teammates say?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. Yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Basketball. Doc Rivers says ignore the reports on ESPN. Rivers says he met with Giannis Antetokounmpo right after the season ended against the Pacers.
Giannis came in to me the day after the season. We're talking about next season already. You know, there's far more talk outside of Milwaukee than there is inside of Milwaukee. Giannis loves Milwaukee. We love Giannis, and it's been a great relationship.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do I recommend Superman? Sort of. As a video, it rocks. But as a movie, I guess it's still just okay. First, the good. James Gunn keeps the action and story moving along nicely. The film relies on what we already know about Superman, his adoptive parents in Kansas, and Lex Luthor, who in this installment resembles a certain billionaire. The filmmakers choose to go right to the bells and whistles, i.e. action, music, and some stunning effects. They even introduce a character that looks like it stumbled into the wrong movie from Jurassic World. There were a few other tangential issues I had, including a couple Daily Planet reporters who didn't even need to be in the film. And with a total of about five lines, actor Wendell Pierce as Perry White had absolutely nothing to do in the film. But Pierce is a great actor and deserves the residual checks coming his way. The main players, David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, are great as Superman and Lois. Having said that, there is definitely enough cinematic energy in this movie to make the theater-going experience more fun than watching it at home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt. Then local rock duo, 7,000 Apart, joins me to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I get so lost sometimes.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Our question of the night is, it's National Nude Day. Yes, there is a national day that celebrates nudity. If you were to go streaking, at what event would you streak? So let us know. We've had some pretty fun answers. Drive-thrus. Tony the Trucker has actually struck or streaked, stranked.
I don't know. That's, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever actually met a streaker, but that is neither here nor there. So let us know your question, and then let's get back to Rob Thomas, because his time is valuable, because he's reviewing movies and television that you need to hear about, folks. He joins us now over the stream. We were talking about Superman, Rob, before the break. Did you, that was interesting what you said about Clark Kent. I didn't realize that. And that was kind of strange, because that's kind of the essence of Superman too, or at least the human side, I guess. I was kind of shocked. I liked it, but I feel like movies are kind of just becoming videos. There's like music and effects, and I felt the same way about F1. In Superman, Wendell Pierce was totally wasted. I think Perry White had like five lines. I don't understand what the sports reporter or the blonde reporter with the cleavage, they didn't need to be in the movie. I mean, that was just like... And I don't know if I like the Guardians. Like, all of a sudden, you know, Rachel Brosnahan knows how to drive that guy's. It's just so many crazy things happening. It's like, it did make me miss. And I don't know if it's because I'm older or what, but the Superman of the 70s, where this is Superman, this is Clark, here's the bad guy. Even Superman 2, you had those three, I forget their names, but it was just simpler and not as chaotic.
Well, to me, that's James Gunn. I mean, that's the Guardians movies, where there's just lots going on. There's so many, you know, I mean, there's so many characters, the whole Justice Gang.
Yeah.
There's the whole prison sequence and the pocket universes. And like, and this is, you know, for a summer blockbuster, this is not a long movie. It's like 2 hours, a little over 2 hours.
Oh, I was happy about
that. So I do wonder if a lot of people, like all those, Daily Planet staffers maybe had larger roles that got kind of cut down to nothing.
Yeah.
But I kind of went along for the ride, and like that, same. You know, that's a James Gunn movie. You know, somebody else would, Christopher Nolan would have made a totally different Superman movie, probably a better one. But if this is the one we get, like I enjoyed the energy. I think I kind of enjoyed taking a break from the origin story, just because Superman, the first one, did it so well with Krypton. And, you know, like, I don't need that to be told yet again in another movie. It's kind of reminded me of that Batman movie with Robert Pattinson from a couple years ago when he started, where he's like 2 years in to being Batman. I mean, there's definitely parts where I was like, this didn't need to be here, or, you know, I wish there was more of that. You know, on balance, I had a good time. I think the message of it, which is like, hey, you know, it was kindness is punk rock or something like that.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
Very, very timely and important message. And so I had a good time. I'll see it again and probably enjoy it even more.
Oh, nice.
Now that my expectations are sort of, you know, scaled appropriately.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same way. And I enjoyed it. Like, I went with my wife, and it's not like we had a good time. I guess naturally I'm going to compare it to a different Superman or have my own opinions, but overall, it's a fun, the effects were great. And, I like the two main cast members too. So what else have you seen, Rob? Have you seen Jurassic World Rebirth?
Yeah. Did we talk? I can't remember. We talked about that.
I don't think we
see that.
Yeah. I don't think we talked about that.
It's been a little while. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, if I was ranking the summer movies I've seen, I put Superman in between F1 a little higher and Jurassic a little lower. Like, I like the dinosaurs. The people are extremely cliched, I thought. And like the first 20 minutes where it's just the characters, like Scarlett Johansson, and like, it's really rough. Like, it's like, you know, this is my... They almost say, like, this is my character motivation. This is my character motivation. This is my past trauma I'm dealing with. Well, this is my past trauma. And then, but, you know, and so once the dinosaurs get into it, it's fun. you know, but yeah. And it's better than I saw the first of the Chris Pratt ones and the Jurassic World. And I like it better than that one for sure. But like,
right.
They'll never come anywhere near the first Jurassic Park. I think right. in that series.
It's funny because like I went into this movie expecting to hate it. And I love yeah. Scarlett Johansson. I love Mahershala Ali. But I agree with you. I'm like, why are they talking right now? What is nobody right. cares. Get to the dinosaurs. And then I watched Rob Jaws with my kids a couple weeks ago. They'd never seen it. And I liked that more than I remember liking it. That gets right into it. The girl is yeah. swimming. Within 15 minutes, there's another shark attack. And I thought that's what Jurassic Park needs is like a Quint, you know, a Robert Shaw character who's been, you know, they fast forwarded. Why not have a guy that's been battling these? I don't know, something, an interesting right. character. Cause I totally agree with you. You got these two great actors and they gave nothing to do.
That is a great idea. Like, cause it does seem like every character in the movies are counting dinosaurs for the first time. And like have a guy who's been at this for like 30, cause it's been like right. 30 years in the movie universe, a dinosaur, some guy who's like, you know, maybe lost a finger to a raptor and he's out for revenge. I think that's a great idea.
If he's been battling dinosaurs for 30 years, he's just a head now. He's lost every other yeah. body part. Like, but you could make him like 28 years later, like the Ralph Fiennes yeah. character, something like that. I felt like this, that. This movie was lacking, but but again, overall with my expectations lower, I love the dinosaurs. Like the CGI has just gotten yeah. so much better, I think.
Yeah. And like, yeah, there's the scene with the T-Rex and the raft I thought was really well done. And
yeah,
you know, there it was the movie where like that scene was good. That scene was good. But, you know, we look at the overall movie. There's not really much to it.
Totally. You agree.
Know, other than those scenes.
Yeah. Where are you at? Did you see F1?
Seen it twice. Yeah, I saw it with my wife. And then I was out in Colorado and my mom wanted to see it probably for Brad Pitt.
Nice.
And I think it's a really fun movie to watch. Again, it's a movie where the weakest part is the people, and you know, that story is beyond simple. You know, Brad Pitt, the old guy and the cocky youngster and the underdogs, you know, but it's just so well done. And the more you learn about how they shot it, you know, I don't think I realized the first time I saw it that they were shooting kind of before and during real Formula One races. Like they'd run out on the track and shoot and then get off before the I mean, it's incredible that they, and it really shows in the film. Like it really feels like you're there.
It's funny. I don't know anything about racing, but I do have this, when I was watching Formula One, the pit crews, that just floored me how fast they are.
And yeah,
I could not believe it. If that was even close to real time, that was like my favorite part of the movie.
Well, all that. And then like basically I thought the purpose of F1 racing is go fast.
Right.
And to learn about the strategies and which tires you use and when you know,
yeah,
the two teammates working together. Like I didn't know any of that stuff. And so especially the second watch, I think I was able to understand that more and really appreciate it in the way they use those things to create drama and make it more interesting than just like, you know, cars going around a track over and over again. So,
yeah. So we just talked about three films that are kind of just fun audience movies. Like they're not going to be Oscar nominated, but you can go check them out and probably have a really good time in the theater. Right.
I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, in all three, I think benefit from the big screen, big time.
Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
You on your Substack, and by the way, follow Rob Thomas at Not That Rob Thomas Substack. He does movie reviews there, and they're really good. And Rob is my guest right now on the stream. You're very welcome, Rob. I thought you reviewed this movie I haven't seen. I thought it sounded really good, though. 40 Acres. Can you tell us about that?
And yeah. Where
it, may be, it sounded amazing.
Yeah, it may be gone from theaters now. It was a smaller movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was really good. It was sort of it's set in like the near future and like, you know, it's sort of post-apocalyptic, but sort of in a way where there's been a lot of famine, a lot of starvation. And so people who own farmland are sort of like that's the most valuable land on the planet if you can grow things. And so it's this blended family led by this couple who are sort of ex-military and they're sort of keeping the farm safe and their kids safe from all these marauders outside. And so it's great action. It's sort of a little 28 years later-y, I think, not zombies, but sort of that idea of society falling apart and people trying to hold it together. But it's a really good balance of like that kind of action and then like family drama. And the actress who plays the mother is Danielle Deadweiler, who was nominated for Till, the Emmett Till movie a couple of years ago, nominated for an Oscar. She is phenomenal. Like, it is one of the best performances of the year. It's this woman who is incredibly capable, incredibly tough, but also like, you know, right on the edge of collapse after trying to keep her family together for so long. And so, yeah, given this probably just out of theaters, it's probably gonna be on VOD pretty soon. Definitely a sleeper, but highly recommend it.
Oscar potential for a performance? I don't
know.
Or two?
It's such a small movie, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if you see it, she's just undeniable. She's like one of those actresses, I think, who, even though she has an Oscar nomination, you know, she's gonna break big in some role pretty soon.
I love when I read a review where I'm like, I can't wait to see this movie. So that's definitely on my list.
Okay.
And then what about how are you doing with Department Q? That's a show on is it Peacock?
Netflix.
Oh, Department Q is Netflix. Okay, I finished it and I liked it.
We finished it too, and yeah, I liked it too. Solid mystery drama, you know, set in Scotland. It was one of those movies where like. One of those TV shows, excuse me, where like at first it's all about the main character, but as you watch it, you start liking all the people around him more, like the two sort of sidekicks that the detective has,
right?
And his weird yoga roommate, and you know, that guy was really funny, and I thought it was very smart that they sort of gave you initially this very acerbic detective in the lead, and then he kind of recedes a little bit and softens and let you see these other characters sort
right
of move to the fore, and I think that helps sustain us through the 8 or 9 episodes.
Yeah, I love the Syrian partner. Oh, he's not even really a partner because he's not a cop yet, but he's like this crazy trained paramilitary guy, and
he's
soft-spoken and thoughtful, and you're right. Yeah, I like the boss. Yeah. It was a very I didn't love it, but it was really a solid show, and I couldn't wait to sit down with it every night.
That's how we felt too. And I'm definitely up for a second season.
Yeah.
And I guess it's based on a series of books.
Right.
So there's more material there, but I just a good sit down, satisfying summer watch.
That's great. Great way to put it. And what about, I'm new to the party on Poker Face. And I like it. It's kind of one of those weird shows. You watched it, right? I don't want to bring this up if you haven't seen it.
I watched the first season, and we watched the first couple of episodes of the new season, and it hasn't really grabbed us, and I don't really know why. The best way I can describe it is sort of like a modern-day Columbo.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, the audience knows who the killer is.
Right.
It's a different case of the week. And then this amateur detective who's played by Natasha Lyonne.
She's great.
Comes in and is able to sort of figure out what's going on and who's the killer and brings them to justice. And I think maybe the first two, I don't know. It's very light on the mystery, maybe. I don't know.
Let's pick it up right there. We're going to do a really quick break. We'll have a couple more minutes with our pal Rob Thomas. Coming up next, it's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and afford a one advantage.
Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claimed that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The John and Gordy Show.
Happy birthday, John, from your friend, the Sparkly Costco lady. In honor of your birthday, hot dogs are $1.50 today.
Oh, wow. Excellent. All right.
The Sparkly Costco lady.
There we go.
It's your pal.
That's Kathy.
We also got a message from Laura wishing you 117 more. Yeah, there. You're 117 years old today. Yes.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me as we wind down a Monday night here tomorrow night on the show. Comedian and podcaster Mike Schmidt will be here. Mike is always a blast. He's going to talk about one of his idols who passed away recently, Michael Madsen, and probably have a great story. That story he told last time he was here about the girls challenging him and his friends to basketball. And
so
the,
funny.
The guys were not athletic and the girls were all on the team and they came out and did a layup line on a Saturday morning. And they got destroyed because the guys were so big.
You know, the other story he had, too, was when he was in the gas station.
And he fell asleep. Oh, God, it's beautiful. He stayed at his friend's house and played hooky, and then the mom came home for lunch. The guy is just packed with stories. Can't wait to talk to Mike. And then 7,000 Apart will be here in studio. John Anomaly, always fun. Brilliantly, unbelievably talented rock duo. They'll be here tomorrow night as well. We have a few more minutes with our pal Rob Thomas here. I want to read this text, though, before we get back to Rob. Steady Eddie says, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, in 1974, when streaking was a new thing, and after a long, cold winter, three streakers appeared from the night in the shared light in the courtyard of three dorms at UW-Stevens Point. The scene drew quite an excited crowd. Then a bell, those streakers did ring. So I guess it was a 1974 happening, celebrating spring. I didn't realize Steady Eddie was using verse when I started reading that. Apologies, Steady Eddie. He says, I also once, as I was driving by, saw a naked guy running alone down the sidewalk in Madison at 1:30 in the morning. By coincidence or not, Pete, he was running down Johnson Street. Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy. Great text, as always, my friend. And then AJ from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. If I were to streak, it would be the Super Bowl for sure, but realistically would be a movie set where I can sneak into. Listen, AJ, wherever you streak, just take pictures and we'll post them here on
Pete,
the stream.
I'm going to just, you know, the next movie, I'm going to give him the address for that.
You're going to give him the address?
For your next...
Where you next... Okay. On the set or at the premiere. Either way.
Oh, there you go.
Bring some excitement to our lives. Rob Thomas is here. We're talking to Rob. He is a Madison-based film critic and is the CityCast Madison newsletter editor. And he joins us periodically here on Nightlight. Rob, we were talking about Poker Face. And I think just the... falling into a caper every week, I have an issue with. It's just kind of a weird thing, but I do like the, like, it's a good show.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a throwback to those, like I said, Columbo, those movies or TV shows from the 70s where everything was wrapped up by the closing credits, which we're not really used to anymore. And I think it's fun, but also, like, it doesn't necessarily bring you back to watch it because it's like there's no hook to the way Department Q has to bring you back, but it's a good show.
It had a very Better Call Saul element to it, where it kind of takes its time and sets up who the killer is. And like, I don't know, it was a weird thing, but I liked it, but I didn't. I'm not loving it, but I'll finish the first season. I'm behind on it anyway. It came out 5 years ago, but that's how it is with some of these. Did you watch season three of White Lotus, Rob?
Did not. I've only seen the first season of White Lotus.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'll look forward to.
We liked, but. I think that's enough rich people behaving badly for a while for us.
And that's what the show is. So, yeah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
One more thing I wanted to ask you about the smart you wrote about the smart studio story and the screening at the Atwood Music Hall. I can't remember if it was in your Substack or for CityCast, but, or maybe it was just on Facebook. But did you attend that?
I missed it. I saw that movie when it was at the Wisconsin Film Festival a few years ago.
Same.
With, we were probably both there with the filmmaker Wendy Schneider, and I think it was three members of Garbage, because two of them own the studio. And it's a great film and a fascinating story.
Were you at the building Q&A at the Barrymore? Because I hosted that. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
That's why it went so well. That's right.
Yeah. That's why I couldn't remember if I was there. He was the host. No, you're right. It was Butch Vig and Steve Marker, the founders of Smart Studios, and then Wendy Schneider, a great filmmaker who made this film about her bosses, basically. Such a great story, and I wish I could have been there at the Atwood Music Hall. We had Wendy on last week to kind of talk about it a little bit, but great movie, right?
Yeah, it's so entertaining and so many good stories, both of like these huge bands like Nirvana. I mean, the hugest Smashing Pumpkins who would record there.
Yeah.
And then, like, just all these scrappy little Madison and Wisconsin bands who they would also get studio time there. And it really shaped kind of that grunge sound of the 90s, I think, that do-it-yourself thing.
And all from that little studio right there at Baldwin in East Washington.
I'm sure lots of people drive by. It's now a private residence. A woman bought it and turned it into, she tried to make it an Airbnb, but the rules in Madison were too onerous. So it's like a residence is like a shrine to Smart Studios, where she has like, you know, posters and t-shirts and all this stuff up.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Hey, we have about a minute left, Rob. I just want to give you a hard time because you recently posted a picture of a hamburger with a hot dog on top of it on Facebook. And you were doing spin classes and Pilates and jazzercise. I thought you were getting in shape. What was that all about?
That was 10 years ago. I was like, when I used to do this column, Hardee's had for 4th of July, like a 4th of July burger. There was like a burger and then hot dog and then like potato chips on top. And it was life changing.
In a good or bad way.
Probably both. It's probably still in my system somewhere 10 years later.
Yeah. It's going to take a while to work that through. No question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, always fun, buddy. Thanks so much for your time tonight. And
thanks, Pete.
Until next time. All right. That's Rob Thomas, folks. Have a great night, Rob. Thanks so much to Rob. Thank you to the Piat family for coming in. Chris, Paul, Elliot, and Tess. They were all here. It was fun. Conrad is contemplating where he's going to streak next, and we'll talk about that some more.
Maybe the public pool.
How about the public library?
Well, then you can't make noise, though, so.
Wait, would you make noise when you streak? Would you have a...
You got to scream, you know?
I usually like to blow a bugle when I streak. Just
a nice trumpet.
Remember that question I was going to have that one time, because Alec Baldwin said... I don't have time to go to detail, but the question was going to be, what musical instrument best describes your private parts?
A triangle.
Triangle. A gazoo here. So, all right. Thanks for listening, folks. Always great. Thank you for being part of the show. And on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwab saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court lifting an injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to gut the Department of Education.
Trump celebrating the win, saying, quote, the federal government has been running our education system into the ground, but we're going to turn it all around by giving the power back to the people. But education advocates warn that the coming cuts will leave students without critical support services, from special education to financial aid.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, the court's majority not explaining the decision, but the three liberal justices dissented. NVIDIA has announced it has gotten permission from the Trump administration to begin selling its chips for artificial intelligence to China. The president threatening Russia with what he says will be severe sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't reached within 50 days. No details on what the severity of the sanctions will be. Trash pickup has resumed in the city of Philadelphia nearly 2 weeks after 9,000 city workers went on strike. This is ABC News.